The TMI Coach Jada podcast is sponsored by the Sacred Butterfly Online Store, your one-stop shop for Zodiac merch, candles, journals, and many other self-care items. Shop today at coachjada.com/sacredbutterfly. Use the code TRIBE15 for 15% off your first purchase and free shipping. That's coachjada.com/sacredbutterfly. And use the code TRIBE15 for 15% off your first purchase. For those who don't know me, I'm Coach Jada, certified life coach, and my mission is simple, to do my part and help as many people level up as possible. How, Jada? By helping you uncover your drains and your doubts, eliminate your obstacles, and activate your superpower. So if you find this podcast helpful in any way and you want to join the tribe, do me 3 quick favors. Share the link with friends, run over to Facebook and join my Facebook group, and follow me on Instagram at I Am Coach Jada. Hey, hey, it's your girl, Coach J. And I'm going to try to record another episode of TMI. It is 9:35 p.m. ATLN time on October 7th, 2022. And what I've decided is I just want to kind of just sit down when the spirit moves me to just record the ramblings going on in my mind. And it's a lot of rambling going on right now. I feel like I would be remiss to not get these thoughts and ideas and things out. Just for the record, this is kind of like a therapy session for me. I had a more trying than I probably realized last couple of weeks. And you know how you just push and push and you grind and grind. And then your body just say, hey, shawty, you probably need to sit down. And then you're like, okay, I hear you. But I need to do this and this and this and this. And but then your body like, no, for real. Like, go sit your ass down somewhere. Well, my body didn't completely tap me out or make me tap all the way out, but she been talking, and I'm trying to do better with listening. I wasn't as keen and as proactive as I needed to be these last couple of days, but it's self-love and self-care and all this journey that I have put myself on and that I want to bring other people on with me. It's still a work in progress. I am still trying to figure it out too. And that's why I'm so adamant when it comes to sharing my thoughts and my experiences, because that's my expertise. I'm not a therapist. I'm a life coach. They play 2 very different roles in this world, and I know my lane. I have a psychology degree, but I'm not a psychologist. But that did kickstart a lot of my interest in learning about people and human behavior and human nature and stuff like that. But anyway, I'm not getting off on that tangent, and I swear I'm going to focus on not saying but anyway 900 times so that I don't have to cut and edit so much. And too, and like I said, I'm gonna have a whole blooper situation, so every time I cut that stuff out, I'm gonna put it on one big long blooper reel and play it back, and so I could just have a tickle at myself. So this week, well, let's go back 2 weeks. Let's go back to the beginning, like the week of the 19th, I guess, was we had a conference in Phoenix, Arizona, and I was really excited about it. Never been to Phoenix, so got family there. So I was really looking forward to traveling, getting away from work, getting to connect with my family that I haven't seen in a few years. My cousin, I hadn't seen since I was a little kid. So that, I'm really glad we got to make that happen. So anyway, I had a really good time at the conference. Learned a lot. It's the National Parks and Rec Association yearly conference. First time I've actually been to that one. I've been to the Georgia one, but not the national one. So a lot of first time things for me. Really exciting. I'm in a new position at work, taking on a lot of new responsibilities. So this is just increasing the momentum of Jada just leveling up in life right now. So all is well. But you know, travel can be stressful, even more stressful than I think we realize, even though it's a good time. But anybody that's ever been to a conference, you know how it goes. It's a week-long situation where, you know, in the daytime, you're in sessions and classes, and in the evenings, just socializing, and you turn around the next day, and you do it again and again. And so there's a lot of that going on. And any of you that follow me on my personal Facebook page kind of know a piece of the drama that I encountered while I was there. And I'm trying to be really still over here because the way I got my mic set up right now, one bad move and this sucker, all of this is going to fall down. But I'm being lazy because I'm in the recliner, and I'm so glad this is not some video stuff, because if y'all could tell, see how crazy I look right now, baby. Anyway, yeah, back to Phoenix. So I had a little situation where we were out at one of the evening social events and hanging out with one of my coworkers. He's usually like my work cut up buddy when we go to these conferences and stuff. So ended up walking, the place where the function was about a mile or so away from his hotel. My hotel was about a mile away from his. So what I ended up doing was Ubering to his hotel, which was kind of in the middle of everything where the conference was. And then we walked to the bar club situation where the social event was taking place for that evening. Long story short, we walked. You know how you're walking, you're really not paying attention. We both got our drinks, and, you know, we're in Phoenix. It's nice hot weather. We're enjoying not being in the classes for the day, you know, going through the city. We're seeing all the baseball stadiums because we're sports people, so this is cool. We're seeing the baseball stadium. We see the basketball where the Phoenix Mercury play and the Phoenix Suns, and it's just like, dude, we're in Arizona having a good time. Your girl is not paying any attention of the direction that we're going, right? We're using his GPS while we're walking, so we're good. I'm with my dude. We get there safely. Get in. We got free drinks. We got free food. Hanging out, eating, we're drinking, and being merry. And I already see what's happening, right? He's starting to hang out with this crew from D.C. You know, we're kind of mixing and mingling and knowing other folks, but I see he hanging tight with this chick. They out on the dance floor and getting it in, and I'm like, okay. So Jada, you might need to start preparing yourself to be leaving alone just in case, because we actually were the only two people from our office that were there. The other two people that were at the conference with us, they didn't go to this function, so it was just me and him. But I was like, okay, I've been to a conference with him before. I kind of know how he rolls, so it wouldn't be surprised if he was like, hey, Jada, I'm about to go catch up. I'm running up behind this. You know, you good, whatever. And that's exactly what happened. End of the night, they want to go somewhere else. And I'm like, bruh, I'm 47 years old. I don't have a party, stop a party, and then go to another party. Like, those days are over. And if I plan on seeing any more of the inside of any more of these sessions in the morning, then I'm going back to the hotel. I'm good. So your girl step out walking like Miss Sophia, get back to his hotel. so I can call the Uber, get back to my hotel. Well, lo and behold, I'm not really paying attention to my phone, although I knew it wasn't fully charged. By the time I looked at it to put the GPS in so I could walk back to the hotel, because once again, like I told you, I ain't really paying attention when we turning and coming and walking through the downtown streets of Arizona. So I pulled my phone out. I'm going to put the GPS in his hotel. And, yeah, that battery was on like 4%. So I'm like, okay. I'm looking around. By this time, they called their Ubers, and they were going to some hookah spot. So they were legit, like, out. So Jada takes off. Okay, so I know this is Central. Central runs into the main street that ran in front of the convention center. So I just stay on Central. I'm good. Well, I was halfway right. Central was the street that I was looking for, but I was looking to go down Central in the opposite direction that I started walking. Here I am, about not three sheets in the wind, maybe one and a half, almost two, partaking in some green apple Jack Daniels throughout the night, and I'm right, but I feel like I'm feeling pretty confident in my bearings as far as my GPS skills are concerned. I don't really get lost like that. I can kind of figure out my way because I think I got a natural GPS system because I'm the daughter and the granddaughter of cab drivers, truck drivers. So anyway, that's neither here nor there. I think I was way more confident in my abilities and was not appreciating the fact that I probably had a little too much Jack Daniels to be trying to strike off in the middle of the night and find my way back to the hotel walking. But, you know, lesson learned. So I go to walking and I'm realizing it's a little too dark and a little too quiet on this end of the street, right? And none of this stuff looks familiar. I don't remember passing that gas station. I don't remember that street and that building. And it's a construction crew on the side. It's probably about 10:30, 11 o'clock at this point. They doing work, and they looking at me like, where the hell are you going? Because clearly I'm a tourist or somebody from out of town just randomly walking down the street, right? I'm going to have to take this out because I got a cough. Ooh, hashtag no Rona. Anyway, so finally I decide that, okay, I think I'm going the wrong direction. Turn around, let's get back to the starting gate, back to the club. It actually wasn't a club. It was like a restaurant bar type place. But let's get back to Duce. Shout out to Duce. I think that's how you say it. I don't think we ever really knew if it was Deuce or Duce. D-U-C-E in Phoenix, Arizona. So, yeah, I turn around. I go back to Duce. And, of course, they're pretty much shut down at this point. Everybody's left. We were the last ones there anyway. So I was like, okay. So when we walked up, we came from that direction. Now it's all starting to make sense to me now. Now, mind you, as I was walking in the wrong direction, it started raining on me too. So your girl is out in these streets, going in the wrong direction, no phone, because my phone had completely died by this point, and it's raining. And I got on a brand new pair of three-stripe Adidas red that was just so cute. And they're getting, like, street grime on them. And I'm just in a whole dither at this point. But I got to hold together because I'm in the middle of the street in Phoenix, Arizona, and nobody knows where I am. And this can go real left, you know, if Jesus ain't rolling with me right now. So keep my composure. Like I said, get back to Duce. Get my bearings about me and realize, okay, now I need to go this way and I'm walking in the right direction. Now, on the way, I don't know if y'all familiar with those bike taxi guys. They ride the bikes and they have like the little seat, the little bench on the back where they can drive you around. Like if you're in downtown, bring you from your parking, or it's not a carriage situation. It's actually like bike. But they have those here in Atlanta, and my coworker and I on the way were just talking about how high they are. It was like, man, never pay for one of those. You know, get on those in Atlanta, man. They want $40 a head, and we just talking trash about the bike folks. Man, y'all know how bad I wanted one of them bike folks to roll up on me. But I had no idea even where I was at this point. But I'm walking. I'm going in the right direction, I know, because I started seeing landmarks that I kind of remember seeing on the way. Start passing the stadiums again and seeing the basketball arena. And I'm like, okay, all right. It did stop raining. It didn't rain the whole time. So I'm getting a little reprieve. The Lord is directing my steps at this point. And so I get to the main, it was like First Avenue or Second Avenue or something like that, where the convention center was, where everything was held, and where all the hotels and Texas hotels. So I'm seeing where I am at this point. Get to the hotel. I still don't have battery power, so I can't turn my phone on to call Uber. Y'all know I gotta pee. Baby bladder Jada, you know, I'm known for peeing 900 times a night when I've been drinking. So go in the hotel, use the bathroom, and I come out, and guess who posted up on the corner? One of the bike taxi dudes. So I'm like, okay, let me go over here and holler at my boy. He's standing out. He's talking to some other drunk folks, conference people, and I know they are because they got the little badges on and stuff. So I'm like, hey, these are my people. What's going on? I'm like, dude, you know where the Cambria Hotel is? And he's like, yeah, I just came from over there. I'm like, oh, you're my people. How much you gonna charge me to take me? And I'm just waiting on him to say like $50. But he was like, oh, I got you, $20. Go in my pocket. I very rarely have cash on me, but this night your girl got $30 in her pocket. So I'm like, okay, let's get it. I go in, the drunk white people trying to ride with me because, you know, they think we cool because I'm cool. I know them. We all in the conference. The white man is like, hey, can I go with you? And the white girl is like, yeah, sister girl, take him with you. And then bring his ass back. Make him pay and bring his ass back. I'm like, man, these white people have no idea of the struggle that I've been through tonight. I have walked at least 3 miles. One in probably the wrong direction just to get back where I am, and now they want to play. I'm like, nah, bro, I'm good. Hop on the back of the taxi. I don't even sit down good. And my boy is pulling off, turning on some ghetto rap music because I'm guessing he thinking I'm going to like that. I don't care what's going on at this point. He is bumping, living his best life. I don't even know what the song was. I'm riding down the street, hair blowing in the wind, probably look like a whole crackhead because I had been rained on. I had my blow up, my twist. I had untwisted them. I'm doing the blowout thing. And so I'm froed out by now. I mean, I can only imagine what I look like when I pulled up to the hotel. And my people looking at me like, where in the hell have you been? This is some folks that I literally had just left at the club, was hanging out with, drinking, dancing, and whatnot. They already back at our hotel. And I'm like, man, you don't even want to know. See y'all tomorrow.